Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time to doom scroll with Slim Fast.
What you don't know could kill you.
Murder hornets.
Corpies infected monkeys.
This is Headlines on the Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
Yo.
All right, what are we doing?
We're doom scrolling.
Good.
Alec Murdoch still on trial for killing his wife and son. I don't think things have looked good for him so far, but, you know, I'm just watching on court TV and reading the little recaps online. But the judge yesterday or day before said that they will be allowed to talk about Alec's alleged financial crimes and financial troubles because he does believe it's pertinent to the case. And the
I don't understand why they wouldn't allow that anyway. It feels like
maybe because you're not convicted yet of those things.
I feel like.
They do it sometimes.
I know? I just watch TV, but it feels like they're like, why would this person kill this other person? They're like, because they had an insurance policy on him. Well, like, if whatever he's talking about isn't admissible, then why would that be admissible? Like, motive, right? And so motive would be,
yes,
I'm broke.
Yes.
That seems like good motive.
That's the state's case, they're saying, that, you know, because he was facing all of these legal troubles and was in...
Right.
Really bad financial shape. This morning, the former CFO of his law firm had to sit up there and testify for, she got up there at like 8:30 in the morning. I think they took a break at around 1:30, but she had to sit there and answer all these questions about, you know, alleged missing money, and did you ask him about this, and did you ask him about that? And I don't see how this guy possibly... gets exonerated. He's going to be found guilty. Now, maybe there'll be which charges, you know, and to what degree, but I have not seen anything thus far that doesn't look really bad for him.
A pivotal ruling in the double murder trial of former attorney Alec Murdoch. Judge Clifton Newman making the highly anticipated decision that the jury can hear evidence of Murdoch's alleged financial crimes. Prosecutors arguing Murdoch killed his wife Maggie and son Paul in an attempt to gain sympathy and distract from his suspected financial misdeeds.
You know what I don't like, Laszlo, is when they say, we're going to read this person's body language. Sometimes it'll be a cop on a show, a true crime show, and he says, you know, when I told him that his wife died, it was not the reaction I would have expected.
Right.
Well, you don't know how people are going to react.
No.
And in this instance, they
but
keep
some of those
talking
people
about,
are skilled at it.
Yes.
You know, and there you is know. Like a, you know, I don't, I, you know, okay.
It depends
if
on
you tell,
you
right,
it, to
and it.
It
tells me, and I want to know your profession and what your, like, what's your training on people's
body language
right? So, like, sometimes I'll see it and it's like, I'm an FBI profiler, and this person kind of acted like that. I'm like, okay, you know what? I don't know for a fact, but I feel like you spent years and years and years doing it. And then, you know, and not to, you know, be anti-cop, but sometimes I watch those shows and it's a cop. You're like, well, he acted like that when I pulled him over. I'm like, no, you know what, man?
Right.
I don't know. Unless you had an FBI profiler in that car, let's just go with innocent until proven guilty, right?
Yes.
I don't know how much of that body language you're learning. Then I had a buddy of mine. His dad was a Border Patrol agent. North Canada.
Okay.
And sometimes, you know, he was gone all, but sometimes he'd come over and be like, yeah, we have body language training all the time. Like, when somebody comes through, like, we're
Makes
just
sense.
Constantly, like, you know, what's the reaction to this?
Well, but
so sometimes I guess people are trained in it, and that might give you something to look for.
It
but
also,
I like the idea that everybody, like, you know.
Right, that every cop is like,
you know what, I know a lot about body language. I'm like, do you? I don't know that to be true.
Because last time you said, you know, he seemed a little too stoic. He wasn't crying. And then the next time you say, this person seemed too upset. Almost like they're putting on a show. You know,
right.
He was very, very, very upset about finding out that his wife died. I'm like, well, which is it? What?
Right.
What do you want? But with this one, they keep
And also, things
out,
can be true. Like, two things, we always tend to think, like, two things can't be true at once.
Right.
I could not like my wife.
Right.
And also, and I could be cheating on her.
Yeah.
And really, you know, her death bothers me, and I'm upset about it, but not nearly as upset as you are, because you're in love with your wife, and it would be devastating to you. This isn't as devastating to me, because I have a girlfriend.
Right.
I hate it, but, you know, those reactions are different. So we don't. To me, it's always like, well, what's going on behind the scenes? And if we find out he didn't act sad, and he had a girlfriend, then he's guilty. And to me, I'm like, he didn't act sad because he had a girlfriend, and he's not guilty, right? I mean, that could possibly be the case here.
Agree. They're trying to analyze his behavior in the courtroom right now, because apparently every time Paul's name gets brought up, which is his son, he gets very upset and even starts to cry. But when his wife's name gets brought up, he doesn't seem to look nearly as upset. And it's like, you know, we don't need to read into that stuff. Who cares? They've got plenty of evidence against this guy. Let's just see how this thing unfolds. Tom Brady, you said you heard about this. Obviously, Tom Brady announced he was retiring again a few days ago. And he did it on his social media platform. I think it was Instagram, right? Posted a video. You could see he's kind of sitting on the beach. Behind him, you can see some hotels or condos. And some very smart person thought, oh, I know where that is. I should go down there to where he posted that video, and I should scoop up some sand from the spot where he would have been sitting, put it in a jar, and auction it off. Hell, maybe I get $5 for this.
Right.
Well, the auction looks like it has now ended. Did you hear what the final sales price was?
Tom Brady. Just last week, the NFL superstar announced his retirement for a second time. And now you can apparently own a piece of that historic moment, because someone on eBay is selling a single 8-ounce jar of sand, claiming that this is from the exact spot where Tom Brady posted that retirement video.
Okay, now actually, I'm a little confused here, because it said the starting bid, the first bid, was $677. Now, it also says here, though, that, I mean, I'll show this to you, because I just clicked on, now, this did not say this this morning, it says ended. It's got the thing as if, like, the auction's over, right? It says the starting bid, but then when I scroll down here and look at the other bids, there's a bid on here for $10,000.
Well, maybe they found out that that bid's not real.
That could be.
Right? Like, I know sometimes they get rid of bids.
Right. Is there more than one jar of sand being sold? Is there?
Well, anybody could drive there and get it. Like, I mean, to me, if it was worth $10,000, then me and you should drive to Tampa now.
Right. But I mean, I guess we probably missed it, because I guess other people could be doing the exact same thing.
We'll sell a bigger quantity of it.
There you go. And say, no.
I'll give you gallons of it.
We saw the imprint from his shoes.
Right. Whatever the case.
We know. Yeah, but the stuff that I told you, I know that you can't do it for everything, but I think there are big enough athletes out there that someone could grab a used Gatorade cup from a game that's just been discarded by someone like Michael Jordan.
Oh, I believe that to be
grab
true.
Grab it and say, boom, this is the cup that Michael Jordan used at halftime.
My aunt, who is still alive.
I feel like you had to think about that.
No, right. But I was trying to think, like, what year it would have been in my head and how old she is. Like, because I was like, she's still alive. Would she have been a teenager? Would she have been in her 20s? But she went and saw the Beatles when their first tour to the United States, and was one of those people who broke in their hotel room.
Oh,
and she had forever, and I don't think she has it anymore, but she had a piece of soap that they used in the bathtub. So people were not like, you know, anything personal, but they all kind of grabbed like cups or whatever, and she got soap.
It's something.
Like out of the shower, like the Beatle. One of the Beatles or all the Beatles use this bar of soap. So she had it for a while.
And she knows it's real. Might be difficult
to
sell.
I don't
sell
think she sold it. I don't think she was interested in selling it.
There's no certificate of authenticity. Right.
But and back then, right now you could take a picture and be like, this is it. Yeah. But back then, I think she just wanted something out of the hotel room.
Right. I saved some half-drank water bottles.
But I don't
want to
say she broke
here.
In. I know. I should ask her about it.
You knew that. He did. I saved like Perry Farrell.
If they came in and we gave him bottles of water, he had Nick Hexum's bottle of water, Perry Farrell's bottle of water.
Josh Homme. Yeah, there was a few of them. I was like, oh, I'll take that. He left it here.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I just wrote on it like this was Perry's. This was, you know, it's got their backwash in it, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, what is it? You know, all you're trying to do is get a connection to someone anyway. That's what an autograph is, a lock of hair, a photograph. So I had a connection.
It's just such a SlimFast thing.
I don't know what else we could get from him. Right.
I mean, I remember you took Nick Hexum's first. I was like, that's so stupid. But then when you got Perry Farrell's and somebody else's, I'm like, I mean, it is the only thing they left behind.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Did they sign something for you? You don't want to ask them to sign something?
Well, lots of people get signed stuff. I'll bet I was the only person who had those half-drank bottles of water from Rockstars.
Yeah,
it was
a memento more than anything. Like,
now,
I remember when I interviewed Perry Farrell.
Yeah, exactly.
We should have always asked for, like, a piece of clothing.
Well, that's just it. It's hard to say, like, can I have a sock? Can I have your underwear? That's a little weird, right? Because you'd like to have other guests come back in the future, hopefully. You don't need them telling everyone that you're, you know, asking for their underwear. So what do you get? You can ask for an autograph, and it ends up being on a piece of paper because that's all you've got. So...
And I always remember people asking Henry Rollins for an autograph. And, you know, backstage or whatever. And I'm like, yeah, you know what? And he was like, why don't we just talk and you remember it?
Yeah.
Like, I could sign this for
you,
but I don't
care. People that
I can sign
to
you and hand it to you, and then you can leave. But what I... He's like, I'll do it, but what is that? Like, how about... We talk for a couple of minutes, and you get out of here. And I'm like, you know what? That makes more sense.
Yeah.
Right?
And now, of course,
like, what
just
is really, you know, an autograph, unless you're collecting them? Like, I collect batting helmets.
Right.
And football helmets. So when they're signed, they're cool. And it's just from mine and the boys' favorite players, you know?
Yeah. It's your thing.
So that's it. But I didn't get them signed or anything. But, you know, to ask for an autograph from someone, I did think the Henry Rollins thing was like, hey, man, just say hi.
Sure.
And then we'll have a couple of minutes, and then, cool.
But the autograph is to let other people know that I really did come in contact with you. Like, that's why you take a picture. Be one thing. Look, if I see Dave Chappelle in the lobby at a casino and I go, hey,
she
you know,
did,
big,
right?
Yeah, hey, big fan. And I just say that and that's it. I can tell people that. But obviously what I'm thinking is I got to get a picture with him or this didn't happen.
Yeah.
Everyone gets pictures.
It's about proof.
And I could also tell that he was like, please don't say hi to me or ask for a picture because people hadn't noticed yet that he was standing there. You
and
could
you'll
tell.
Be the guy that.
And so I was like, I won't say anything.
Yeah.
But what difference would it make if I walk by and say, hey, man, big fan. I know that that happened. I know that I got to say hi to him.
And by the way, who are you going to show that autograph to?
Who cares about the picture?
Instagram,
right.
Come on.
The picture,
the
autograph. Like,
yeah,
what
the picture would
do?
Be something, but the autograph anymore, who cares? What are you going to be like, I got an autograph? It doesn't even make any sense anymore.
It's like buying the concert tee.
Picture,
it's to prove you
the
were there.
The selfie's the new autograph.
Right,
it totally
that's what I'm
is.
Saying. For
it
sure,
totally
at least that's out there. You know,
I was
like I told you, I saw Dave Attell outside Sharper Image in Seattle, and he was on the phone, and I was walking towards him, and he was like, and I looked at him, I'm like, and he's like, I'm like, I just pointed to him and kept walking.
Right.
And you could tell his face was like, thanks, man.
Yep.
Like, we're good. I know you know who I am. Let's go. Mm-hmm. We're good.
I saw Dana, what's ahead of you?
And when I did go out to dinner with Kiefer Sutherland, people would come up and ask him for an autograph. And I thought he handled it was great. He's like, nah, I don't do those. And people, you could see they're disappointed. He's like, you want a shot?
Mm. Yeah.
And they do a shot of whiskey with him. And then they'd be like, hey, nice meeting you.
Right.
But I think he just thought, if we're at the Peanut, I'm going to just sign something for everybody here. You know what? I've got enough money to buy all these people a shot, and I want to do one.
Right.
So,
right? There's a memory
there you go.
For you.
Yep.
We going to take a break, Snowco? Yep. Okay, we'll take a break, come back, finish doom scrolling.
It's the Church of Laszlo!
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.